USA News, I'm Dave Collins. There's been steady progress on debt ceiling talks. That's according to the White House. Congress needs to raise the limit to avoid a potential default as soon as June 1st. But President Biden's cutting his trip short at the G7 summit in Japan as negotiations over raising the debt ceiling have become more urgent. A planned meeting of the countries that include U.S., Japan, India, and Australia scheduled for next week in Sydney has been put on hold. Senator Tim Scott filing to run for president in 2024. It comes ahead of an announcement that's expected to happen Monday in South Carolina. Scott joins a growing GOP field, including former President Trump, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, and others. Two recent incidents have a common component, ignorance about the status of Puerto Rico. Details from Rich Johnson.
In New Orleans, a Hertz staffer refused to rent a car to a man with a reservation because he presented a driver's license from Puerto Rico. The staffer insisted the man also show a passport. In Los Angeles, a family was told by a Spirit Airlines worker everyone would have to show their passports to fly from L.A. to Puerto Rico. The fact is this, Puerto Rico is not a foreign country, it's a U.S. territory. Its citizens are U.S. citizens, and their driver's licenses are as valid for ID as any other state license. Eventually, Hertz and Spirit apologized for their workers.
The homeless man seen on video being choked to death on a New York City subway train earlier this month is being remembered today. Reverend Al Sharpton.
Jordan was not annoying someone on the train. Jordan was screaming for help.
The civil rights leader took aim at Daniel Penny, who was charged with manslaughter for using the chokehold. He also criticized NYPD. Former Cleveland Brown NFL legend Jim Brown has died at the age of 87. This is USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
The CDC says 2022 was the most deadly year on record for drug overdoses. Over 100,000 Americans died from overdoses last year. But the CDC says despite the higher number, overdose deaths are not surging in the U.S. anymore and have actually leveled off. D.C. Democrats have begun raising constitutional questions about Congress's power to control the debt limit amid budget and spending negotiations.
More checks and balances. Top Democrats in Washington say the 1917 law underpinning Congress's authority to control the nation's debt limit at all could be challenged by using the 14th Amendment, which states the full faith and credit of the U.S. shall not be in question. Democrats acknowledge it would likely be seen as a provocative move by Republicans and saved only as a last resort measure. I'm Ryan Daniel.
Spirit Airlines is apologizing after telling a family in Los Angeles that they needed a passport to fly to Puerto Rico. Marie V. Torres says she was traveling with her husband and her 2-year-old son last month when she was told they would need passports to go on an international flight. Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory. Harrison Ford getting an honorary award at the Cannes Film Festival for his role as cinema's Indiana Jones. The 80-year-old Ford was given a standing ovation and a Lifetime Achievement Award at the French Festival on Thursday. Dave Collins, USA News.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh, my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, this video's galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.